Creepy Monkey Shines in 88. And others. Oh, yes, others. He also created and executive produced the TV series Tales from the Dark Side. He's been called the father of the zombie film. George Romero just passed away at 77. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
The devil is loose and is dancing with the mummy. You can laugh if you want, but you won't think it's funny. 'Cause I'm a rockin' zombie.
It became clear we were facing some kind of national emergency. When first reports began filtering in, newsmen and law enforcement agencies were of the opinion...
This place is boarded up pretty solid now.
...in nature. However, as these...
We ought to be all right here for a while.
...dramatically, it was soon apparent that...
We have a gun and
more than
bullets,
the run of lawlessness.
Food and the radio.
...began to suspect an obscure kind of conspiracy.
Sooner or later, someone bound to come and get us out.
...creatures from outer space. So again, we... Join with law enforcement agencies, urging you to seek shelter in a building. Lock the doors and windows securely.
Hey, that's us. We're doing all right.
Cautious of any suspicious strangers. And keep tuned to your radio and television for survival instructions and further details of this continuing story.
Look, I don't know if you're hearing me.
Goes on in the absence of any law.
But I'm going upstairs now.
It's almost as though some critical balance of...
If anything should try to break in here, I can hear it from up there. I'll be down to take care of it.
This radio station.
Everything is all right for now. I'll be back to reinforce the windows and doors later. But you'll be all right for now, okay? Okay.
Civil defense officials in Cumberland have told newsmen that murder victims show evidence of having been partially devoured. Reports from witnesses to the effect that people who acted as though they were in a kind of trance were killing and eating their victims prompted authorities to examine the bodies of some of the victims. Medical authorities in Cumberland have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered. Repeating this latest bulletin just received moments ago from Cumberland, Maryland, civil defense authorities have told newsmen that murder victims show evidence of having been partially devoured by their murderers. Medical examination of victims' bodies shows conclusively that the killers are eating the flesh of the people they kill. And so this incredible story becomes more ghastly with each report. It's difficult to imagine such a thing actually happening, but these are the reports we have been receiving and passing on to you, reports which have been verified as completely as is possible in this confused situation. It is happening, and it would appear that no one is safe from this wave of mass murder.
We're from town, city, a radio, Pennsylvania.
The Butler County Sheriff is verified by their slayers is true. No further details available at this time. However,
how long you guys been down there? I could use some help up here.
That's the cellar. It's the safest place.
You mean you didn't hear the racket we were making up here?
How were we supposed to know what was going on? Could have been those things for all we knew.
That girl was screaming. Sure, you must know what a girl screaming sounds like. Those things don't make any noise. Anybody would know somebody ever needed help.
Look, it's kind of hard to hear what's going on from down there. We thought we could hear screams, but for all we knew, that could have meant those things were in the house afterward.
And you wouldn't come up and help?
Well, if there were more, the racket sounded like the place was being ripped apart. How were we supposed to know what was going on?
Now, wait a minute. You just got finished saying you couldn't hear from down there. Now you say it sounded like the place was being ripped apart. It would be nice if you get your story straight, man.
All right, now you tell me. I'm not going to take that kind of a chance when we got a safe place. We luck into a safe place, and you're telling us we got to risk our lives just because somebody might need help, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, why don't we settle this?
Look, mister, we came up. Okay, we're here. Now I suggest we all go back downstairs before any of those things find out we're in here.
They can't get in here.
You got the whole place boarded up?
Yeah, most of it. Probably the few spots upstairs. They won't be hard to fix.
You're insane. The cellar's the safest place.
I'm telling you, they can't get in here.
And I'm telling you, those things turned over our car. We were damn lucky to get away at all. Now you tell me those things can't get through this lousy pile of wood?
His wife and kids downstairs. Kids hurt.
Well, I still think we're better off up here.
We could strengthen everything up, Mr. Cooper.
With all of us working, we could fix this place up in no time. We have everything we need up here.
We can take all that up downstairs with us. Man, you're really crazy, you know that? You got a million windows up here. All these windows, you're gonna make them strong enough to keep these things out, huh?
I told you, those things don't have any strength. I smashed three of them and pushed another one out the door.
Did you hear me when I told you they turned over our car?
Oh, hell, any good five men can do that.
That's my point. Only there's not going to be five or even 10. There's going to be 20, 30, maybe 100 of those things. And as soon as they know we're here, this place is going to be crawling with them.
Well, if they're that many, they'll probably get us wherever we are.
Look, the cellar. The cellar, there's only one door, right? Just one door, that's all we have to protect. Paul and I fix it so it locks and boards from the inside. But up here, all these windows, why, we'd never know where they were going to hit us next.
You got a point, Mr. Cooper. But down in the cellar, there's no place to run to. I mean, if they did get in, there'd be no back exit. We'd be done for. We can get out of here if we have to. And we got windows to see what's going on outside. But down there with no windows, if a rescue party did come, we wouldn't even know it.
But the cellar is the strongest place.
The cellar is a death trap.
I don't know, Mr. Cooper. I think he's right. You know how many's out there?
I don't know. Maybe 6 or 7.
Look, you two can do whatever you like. I'm going back down to the cellar, and you better decide. Because I'm going to board up that door, and I'm not going to unlock it again, no matter what happens.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Cooper.
No, I'm not going to wait. I've made my decision, now you make yours.
Now, wait a minute. Let's think about this. We can make it to the cellar if we have to. And if we do decide to stay down there, we'll need some things from up here. So let's at least consider this a while.
You box yourself in the cellar and those things get in the house, you've had it. At least up here you have a fighting chance.
Zombie. They can't be some kind Let your feet hit the ground to the zombies.
Zombie.
Yeah. Hurry, come everyone and follow me. Get the record to the zombie. I'm your master, listen to me. Then we will do the zombie.
Doing some radio obituaries tonight. Let's see, where's that leave us? That puts us to the pre and penultimate radio obituary for Blouai Elhouari, the Algerian singer, songwriter, composer, and conductor. Over the course of his career, he recorded over 900 songs and released over 100 albums. Just passed away at 91. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary for Blouai Elhouari, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
حتى من حتى من هراني شبعت ورويت راني شبعت ورويت ربيع وصيف وخريف وشتاء وانا يا ناس تناوكتا حتى وانت عليا حتى حتى بها ونستني واستنيتك هادي عوام ما وفيتي ما جيتني ولا بعدتي لي سلام سلام قولي لي كلمة تكفيني بركاني 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 بل حتى بركاني من حتى من حتى من هراني شبعت ورويت راني شبعت ورويت ربيع وصيف وخريف وشتاء وانا يا نسيت ناوكتا حتى وانت علي حتى سحرتيني من أول مرة وتركتيني رايح جاي وضحكتيني ضحكة صفرا وحدي في الكذب الغواي لا شعطرتي هذا العطرة وقلتيلي أصبر حتى بركني من حتى من حتى من هراني شبعت ورويت راني شبعت ورويت ربيع وصيف وخريف الشتاء وانا يا نستنا وكدا حتى 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 وانت علي حتى 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 اصبرت وطولت علي ومانيش قاطع علي ما زلت عامل فيك النية ولا نسمع لحديث الناس لحديث الناس وإذا حيلة مبنية الناس يردوها الناس يردوها الناس يردوها يردوها شمتة شمتة بركلي من حتى حتى من حتى حتى من هراني شبعت ورويت راني شبعت ورويت ربيع وصيف وخريف وشتاء وانا يا نستنا وكتا حتى 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 وانت علي حتى حتى حتى
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for the French singer-songwriter Barbara Weldens. She just passed away at 35 after releasing her first album. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
J'ai cherché partout dans les dunes du désert aux formes fluides et légères dans le fond des océans au relief proéminent sur les joues bien rebondies des chérubins du parvis et même chez le boulanger sous chaque miche enfarinée où sont mes nichons. Où sont-ils? Où sont mes nichons? Où sont-ils? Est-ce Dieu qui les garda pour en faire de petits plats, pour offrir des cacahuètes à Bouddha et Imhotep? J'ai pourtant l'image bien ancrée dans mes gènes de la femme prototype qui radieuse se promène avec ses deux beaux archétypes en gloire à sa féminine condition de Bourgandine et qui, ma foi, s'étonne un peu qu'on ne la regarde pas dans les yeux. Où sont mes nichons? Où sont-ils? Où sont mes nichons? Où sont-ils? Est-ce Dieu qui les garda pour en faire de petits plats, pour offrir des cacahuètes à Bouddha et Imhotep? Est-ce maman qui oublia d'en laisser un peu pour moi? Est-ce papa qui préféra que je n'en ai pas? J'ai cherché partout, dans les corbeilles à fruits, aux pommes lisses et brillantes, dans les volutes d'Arménie, aux formes parfois accablantes, sur le papier glacé qui vous révèle des rondeurs tabous, même sur le marbre des statues parfaites en tout point de vue. Où sont mes nichons? Où sont-ils? Où sont mes nichons? Où sont-ils? Est-ce Dieu qui les garda pour en faire de petits plats, pour offrir des cacahuètes à Bouddha et Imhotep? Est-ce maman qui oublia d'en laisser un peu pour moi? Est-ce papa qui préféra que je n'en ai pas? De leur propre volonté, peut-être s'en sont-ils allés, peut-être aussi tout est permis qu'ils reviendront au balcon. Non, des gros, au balcon. Au balcon, au balcon. Non, ça c'est des petits. Au balcon. En... Je soupirais souvent en admirant la lune ou les blancs cumulonimbus. J'ai même trouvé des volumes sur le plus piquant des cactus. Suis-je donc le seul être sur terre que la nature fit rectiligne? Ah oui, tiens, parlons-en de la terre, ce gros sein rond qui me déprime. Où sont mes nichons? Où sont-ils? Où sont mes nichons? Où sont-ils? Est-ce Dieu qui les garda pour en faire de petits plats, pour offrir des cacahuètes à Bouddha et Imhotep? Est-ce maman qui oublia d'en laisser un peu pour moi? Mon cul fut-il si jaloux qu'il ne toléra concurrence, me faisant une faute de goût des plus plates des obligeances? Je n'avais pas vu qu'au-dessus de mon ventre, entre la gorge et le nombril, là où tes mains se tentent. J'étais en fait assez fébrile, et qu'après mille caresses et autant de baisers, avec patience et adresse, tu as su les trouver. Voilà mes nichons sous tes mains, voilà mes nichons sous tes mains. Et s'ils sont si petits, c'est pour mieux sentir pardi. Dessous mon cœur qui bat pour toi. Et s'ils sont si petits, c'est pour mieux sentir pardi. Dessous mon cœur qui bat pour toi.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Red West, the American actor, film stuntman, and songwriter. He was known for being a close confidant and songwriter for the rock and roll singer Elvis Presley. Upon being fired by Elvis, West went on to write the controversial book, Elvis, What Happened? It exposed the singer's dangerous drug dependence in an attempt to save him. West was also known to American film audiences for his role as Red in Roadhouse alongside Patrick Swayze. Fred West just passed away at 81. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
But if he should ever wake up, be sure. right. Grabbing my books and I'm off to school. Trying to learn the spelling and the golden rule. But when you're sitting so close to me, who's gonna think about a history? My folks say I'm gonna have to change. I've been acting mighty strange. They don't know what I'm going through. Waiting for Friday night to be with you. Friday night to be with you. When school is out, we're gonna name of the day. The preacher looked down at me and say, to take this woman to be your wife, to stay by her for the rest of your life. When we're older and our kids are in school, they'll learn about the spelling and the golden rule. If luck is with them, someday they'll find love as true as yours and mine.
Got me. something. Tell me that you really care. Then you turn around, you change your mind. I know I'm not getting anywhere. Well, you know how I feel about it.
And the ultimate radio obituary, which will also wrap up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, is for Roland Casimero, the Hawaiian musician. He was part of the Sunday Manoa in the 60s and half of the Brothers Casimero after that. The brothers were inducted into the Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame in 2006. Roland Casimero just passed away at 66. The ultimate radio obituary in the final song in tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Of course, we'll be back here next week with more silliness for your stick shaking action. I appreciate all of you, the listeners, who stayed with us through this late hour. But we'll see you all week long over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Back here next week, we'll hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives after this final tune. Like I said, it's the ultimate radio obituary for Roland Casimero right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Oh, the car. Let me borrow the car.
winter under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love.
You won't know what I feel. be going someplace, someplace you've already been.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Was it early morning yesterday? I was up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth. But I have to have things my own way in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain. Just the thought of those sweet ladies as they shiver through my veins. And I'll go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few. some they don't, and some you just can't tell. And some they will and some they won't, and some it's just as well.